But it's time for an NRL transfer update with 2 a.m. Tommy. Let's get to the bottom of this, Luciano Leilua in particular. But Matty P, what have you got lined up today from the exclusive morning show voiceover booth?
It's all about action and drama, Matty.
And now, on Mornings with Matt White, it's time for an NRL player transfer update with 2 a.m. Tommy.
Whoa, that gets us in the mood. In the mood. Morning, Tommy.
Morning,
so Luciano Leilua, he is front and centre of the news this morning.
Yeah, well, the Daily Telegraph broke this news yesterday that West Tigers second rower Luciano Leilua has signed a deal with the Cowboys for 2023. However, he and his management are now agitating for an early release to join the club in 2022. So the Cowboys had a lot of money saved up because I believe, and that's what the Daily Telegraph is reporting as well, that they went hard for Viliami Kikau to try and sign him. But obviously we all know that the Bulldogs have now signed him for 2023. And this is what we've been speaking about this whole free agency period. We spoke about it last week when reports surfaced that the Warriors have signed Luke Metcalf and Murata Niokoro for 2023. But then a report came out saying that the Warriors would be agitating for Metcalf and Niokoro to join them a season early and join them in 2022. So we've been speaking about this the whole time. This is the problem with players signing with a year in advance, because then they can just go to the management and say, you know what, let's just get that big payday early and join this club a year before it was initially about to begin.
Which is their right to do. And that's exactly what they should be doing. If you were my manager and you weren't doing that, then I'd be asking serious questions. Now, that's probably not in the spirit of what we're talking about at all, but it's the fact, it's the reality. And that's the job of the manager, to try and earn as much money for the player and put him in the right position as he can. So again, this comes back to the fact, Tommy, that it's there. It's the system that's there, and that's the way that it's operating. And I think we have to let that play out. That's going to have to stay where it is until the NRL changes it. The problem with that, I don't have a problem with players doing it. I don't have a problem with managers doing it. And I don't have a problem with coaches and clubs saying, we've signed this bloke for next year. Let's see if we can get him early. No problem at all.
Mm.
The problem sits with the you and I, with the fans sitting here going, well, this stinks. I don't like it. And I don't want to see my player go. And if he is going to go, it just starts to just pose all those ugly questions. So in this scenario, I think the NRL has to sit in the grandstands here, has to sit on the sidelines and think of it with purely a fan's perspective in mind.
Yeah, and a new report has come out from the Wild Water Sports this morning saying that a source close to Leilua has told Wild Water Sports, and I quote, the club has disrespected him. They didn't come back to us in negotiations and then signed a player in his position from a rival club last week, referring to Isaiah Papali'i from the Eels. He was one of their most consistent players in 2021 and deserves to be treated better. So obviously, Leilua and his management were put offside, that the Tigers weren't really being transparent in their negotiations with Leilua. And then they went and signed Isaiah Papali'i, a player in his exact position. So you can understand why he may be a little bit frustrated with the club.
Well, we don't know what happened with the details of the negotiations at all. And you can only speculate. And of course, they're not going to be happy. That's part of the reason why they went in search of somebody else or somewhere else, because Isaiah Papali'i comes in on more than $600,000 a year. But cry me a river. I mean, really, that happens every single week and every day in rugby league. And it would have happened to other players that Leilua's management has had. So you've got to make your call when you make it. And they've found him another job. I don't think it does anybody any favours whatsoever in now saying, well, we were disappointed with negotiations. There was no transparency. They've no treated him no good. That's all, to me, a little bit more fodder to say, well, let's move him on as quickly as we can. So airing the dirty laundry in public is never, never a good way to start a conversation.